praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise.
Hallelujah. 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 Praise
the Lord.
What manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. What manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. He made the lame to walk. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. 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 Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Sing hallelujah. 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 Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Eternal Rock of Ages, our Father, our strength, our hope, we thank you for this blessed morning. We thank you that we all slept and woke up safely. There was no call for emergency over the night. We thank you for the success of day one of the annual revival. We also thank you, Lord Jesus, today is the 11th of the 14 days of power, prayer, and fasting. Please accept our thanks in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
For all the testimonies, prayers that have been offered this morning. We are persuaded that you have answered our prayer. Thank you for all the testimonies from yesterday, both the ones that have been shared openly and the ones that are yet to be shared. Please accept our thanks in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Today,
Amen.
Father, I look unto you. Do mighty thing in our means.
Amen.
In Jesus' powerful name, we are friends.
Amen.
Amen. Let somebody amen. Shout a big amen.
Amen.
Amen. One of the names of Jesus Christ is Amen. So when you say Amen, you're also calling Jesus. Shout a bigger Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. God bless you. Just mute your devices for a few minutes. Now, God has been talking to us on walking in the power of God. And we look at number two, how we can walk in the power of God. We made mention by the help of the Holy Ghost that we are to be a person of secret place. We must learn to tarry. Now, one example of a perfect person that happens to be a man of secret place is the man Jesus Christ himself. Turn your Bible with me to Mark chapter 1, Mark chapter 1, verse 35 to 37. I will read from here quickly. Mark chapter 1 from verse 35 to 37, example of men or people that walk, that dwell in the secret place. What happened to their life? Now, the Bible says in Mark 1, 35, and in the morning, rising up a great while. Did you see that? He rose up early in the morning, rising up a great while before day. Before day, it is good to rise up early in the morning, in the middle of the night, and tarry before God. He gives you direction for the day. He set the day, he set the steps, he order your step for the day. He went out, excuse me, and departed into a solitary place. The word solitary is a secret place. He departed into a solitary place. Now, and there prayed. Can you see that? Early in the morning, he departed to a quiet place, all by himself, and did what? And prayed. Now, verse 36, what happened in 36? And Simon and they that were with him followed after him. Then verse 37, the lad. The Bible said, and when they had found him, they said unto him, what happened? All men seek for thee. Brother, when you're a man, a woman of secret place, all men begin to seek for thee for solution. Because people of secret place are people who carry solutions in their hand. They carry solutions to men's problem. They carry solutions to organization problem. They carry solutions to family problem. They carry solutions to the national, even national issues. Men of secret place are men of solution. They carry the power of God. Brethren, I want to encourage you as you go out today, spend time before God. It could be 15 minutes, it could be 30 minutes, it could be 1 hour, it could be 2 hours. Spend time before God in prayer, just you alone. If you're walking, you could use your lunch, you could use your break. Just spend some time with God. Thank him first. When you appear before him, don't just begin to bombard him with prayer. Say, Lord, I thank you for what you have done. I thank you for your mercy. Praise him, worship him. As you do this, you begin to walk in the power of God. I want you to bow down your head this morning and pray. You are going to say, Father, I thank you for sending your word to me this morning. Make that your prayer this morning. Lift up your voice. You must be a man and a woman of secret place. I must be a man and a woman of secret place. In the ledo shika divrande shataviada lendo shato deluve lodora diakada yed levreto. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for sending your word to me. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Now, your last prayer point you are going to pray for yourself is that you are going to pray for grace. Grace to be able to wake up early. Grace to tarry before God in prayer, in fasting, in studying the word of God. You are going to say, Father, grant me grace to tarry before you in the secret place. Go ahead and make that your prayer. Are you here this morning? You are not born again. You have not invited Jesus into your heart as your Lord and Savior. I want you to know that he loves you. He cares for you. You are here. You are not born again. Just raise up your right hand and say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today, a sinner. Please forgive me my sin. In Jesus' most powerful name, we have prayed. Your next prayer point, you are going to say, Father, multiply your grace upon all the ministers and workers that will be ministering today in one capacity or the other, and confirm your word with mighty signs and wonder. Pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. Father, multiply your grace upon your ministers and workers, upon my life, upon every one of us, everyone that will be ministering in one capacity today. Multiply your grace and confirm your word with signs and wonder. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. And lastly, before you pray your personal prayer, the Bible says something very important in Luke chapter 18. Luke chapter 18, Luke 18, 13 and 14. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful unto me, a sinner. Look at verse 14. I tell you, this man went to his house justified. This revival hour and tonight program, you will go home justified in the name of Jesus, rather than the other. For everyone that exalted himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Luke 18, 13 to 14. You are going to say, Father, in today's program, turn every personal petition to testimony. Let everyone go home with your favor. Go ahead and pray. This is the last prayer now. Lift up your voice and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, in today's program, let everyone that appear before you go home justified. Go home with your favor. Lord, let your mercy locate every one of us. In Jesus' most powerful name, we are praying. Now, I want you to mute your device in 1 minute. What do you want God to do for you? Today is another bright new day. Tell him what you desire, and God will talk this morning. Let him hear your voice and say, Father, I thank you for answers to my prayers. We are grateful from the beginning of this revival hour to now. We return the glory. We return the praise. In Jesus' most powerful name, we have prayed. Stretch forth your hand. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this blessed morning. Thank you that we all slept and woke up. Thank you for gathering us again together to pray. You are the God who answered by fire. Today, answer all our prayers in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, I pray for all your children and including myself, grace for us to tarry before you, because men who tarried in secret place are men of power. Today, Lord, grace even to tarry before you, we receive in the name of Jesus. Lord, as we yet gather again in the evening for day two of the annual revival, Lord, five times than what you did yesterday, both in numbers, both in salvation, both in your word, both in your power and your presence, let us experience today in the name of Jesus. We frustrate the agenda of hell over today. Lord, by the time we return, even let everyone have testimony. To you alone be all the glory. Everyone that woke up sick, be healed in the name of Jesus. You woke up tired, feeble, in the name of Jesus, receive strength in the name of Jesus. I cover you and your household with the blood of Jesus. The Lord favor you and cause his face to shine upon you. Whatever you lay your hand upon today, it will prosper. God will grant you speed and bless the work of your hand. You, in the name of Jesus, you will not hear evil news concerning your family. Your family will not send evil news to you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell